WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everybody, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to another Stoic Morning Reset. You know that feeling when your to-do list stares back at you like a judgmental monster? Yeah, I've been there. But trust me, I've discovered some killer Stoic habits that help me tame that procrastination beast and actually get things done. Today, we're diving deep into how to overcome procrastination with some ancient wisdom, modern practicality, and a whole lot of motivation. First off, let's face it. Procrastination is like the ultimate mental game changer. It can make you feel overwhelmed, stressed, and honestly pretty defeated. But here's the good news, Stoicism, this philosophy that's been around for centuries, has some seriously powerful tools to help us conquer procrastination. And guess what? They're not about willpower or forcing yourself to do things you hate. It's about shifting your mindset and creating habits that actually support your productivity. So, let's unpack 5 key takeaways that will rock your world and turn you into a procrastination-crushing machine. Number 1. Embrace the power of what I can control. Stoicism is all about focusing on what's within your power, your thoughts, actions, and reactions. When you find yourself procrastinating, ask yourself, what can I control right now? Maybe it's taking 5 minutes to just plan out your day or breaking down a big task into smaller, more manageable chunks. Focusing on these controllable elements can help you feel more empowered and less overwhelmed by the mountain of what-ifs. Number 2. Practice mindfulness like a boss. Ever notice how procrastination often sneaks in when your mind is racing with worries or distractions? That's where mindfulness comes in. Take a few minutes each day to just be present. Notice your breath, feel your feet on the ground, and simply observe your thoughts without judgment. This helps you gain clarity, reduce stress, and get back on track when procrastination tries to hijack your focus. Number 3. Find your why. Stoicism emphasizes living in accordance with virtue, doing things that are good for yourself and others. So connect your tasks to a bigger purpose. Why is this project important? How will it benefit you or those around you? When you have a clear why, procrastination loses its grip because you are driven by something more meaningful than just getting it done. Number 4. Don't be afraid to say no. Overcommitting is a major procrastination trigger. It leaves you feeling stretched thin and overwhelmed. Learn to say no gracefully to requests that don't align with your priorities or capacity. Stoicism teaches us to focus our energy on what truly matters, so protect your time and mental space by setting healthy boundaries. Number 5. Celebrate your wins, big and small. Stoics understand the importance of acknowledging progress. So, give yourself credit for every step you take towards overcoming procrastination, even if it's just completing a small task or planning out your day. Celebrate these victories to boost your motivation and build momentum. Alright, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine you're facing that dreaded deadline for a big project. Your mind is flooded with thoughts, I don't even know where to start, this is too overwhelming, and maybe I should just watch another episode of that show. Sound familiar? That's procrastination whispering in your ear, trying to distract you. Here's how you can tackle the Stoic style. Take a deep breath, acknowledge those feelings, it's okay to feel overwhelmed, then focus on what you can control. Maybe it's breaking down the project into smaller tasks, scheduling time blocks for specific parts, or simply clearing your workspace and creating a distraction-free environment. By taking the first step, even if it's just a small one, you shift your energy from feeling paralyzed to feeling empowered. Remember, overcoming procrastination isn't about being perfect or constantly pushing yourself to the limit. It's about cultivating mindful habits that support your well-being and help you achieve your goals. You've got this. So, what are you waiting for? Put those Stoic tools into action today, even if it's just for a few minutes. Share your thoughts in the comments below. I love hearing how these insights resonate with you. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode of Stoic Morning Reset. Until next time, stay calm, stay focused, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.